Good morning, a refreshing and comfortable start to the day across interior New York and New England with high pressure in control. Skies were clear overnight, and with light winds, temperatures and dew points dropped quickly, and most places are starting off in the 50s with even some 40s out there across the higher terrain on this Friday. With that same high pressure center in control through the afternoon, we'll enjoy abundant sunshine and a nice deep blue sky with low humidity. Temperatures will climb through the 70s and up toward the 80 degree mark on average, and this will set us up for another clear and comfortable evening. Overnight tonight, temperatures will slide off again, perhaps not quite as low as this morning, but still on the comfortable side in the upper 50s to around 60 degrees. As we get into the weekend, a disturbance will approach from the west. Clouds will be on the increase tomorrow, but with the dry air mass in place, it looks like showers will hold off for the daylight hours. We'll have a better chance at rain showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder overnight Saturday night, but not before temperatures climb during the afternoon into the lower and middle 80s. Some energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will combine with that moisture on Sunday and produce a higher chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday afternoon, and readings will bounce back into the lower 80s once again. A deep trough of low pressure will set up over the northeastern part of the country for Monday. This will keep the weather unsettled into the new work week with more showers and thunderstorms likely. High temperatures on Monday afternoon will be in the lower 80s once again. On Tuesday, some cooler air will flow in and still unsettled with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs staying in the 70s. This trough will finally lift out through the midweek period next week with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday and Thursday as high temperatures bounce back into the high 70s and lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a heat advisory is in effect for a large part of the southern and central plains from North Texas through Oklahoma and Kansas into southern Nebraska, including the extreme western part of Missouri and southwestern Iowa. Temperatures in these locations will be in the upper 90s, but with high humidity, it'll feel like it's between 103 and 108 degrees through the afternoon. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Owen Roberts Airport Grand in the Cayman Islands at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time back on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Sioux Falls, South Dakota at 1:56 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog and 41 degrees with a northwest wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 50, 87% relative humidity, east wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer is at 30.01 inches and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 123 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Crater Lake, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny in the lower 80s, Boston, sunny near 80, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 61. The average temperature, 70, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 4.14 inches for the month, which is 95 hundredths above normal, and 22.47 inches for the year, which is 71 hundredths of an inch of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 97, set in 1963, and the record low, 46, in 1953. Sunrise this morning was at 5:40 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:23 p.m. 14 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and comfortably warm today with low humidity and highs in the middle 70s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and comfortably warm today with low humidity and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondack. Sunny and comfortably warm today with low humidity and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the middle 50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, comfortably warm today with low humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny, comfortably warm today with low humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, warmer. Clouds will continue to increase late in the day, lower to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm Sunday in the lower 80s. Lower 80s with showers and thunderstorms likely on Monday. Still the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms Tuesday in the upper 70s. Upper 70s Wednesday, near 80 on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds both days. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.